In western Kansas, there's a war going on. People are suing each other and threatening each other, and there's poisons and noxious gases involved. They all call the war by the same name, but almost none of them agree on who it is they're fighting against or what it is they're fighting about. This war, it is a war about prairie dogs. Little mammals about a foot tall, members of the squirrel family, though technically rodents. Ranchers hate them because they eat grass that's meant for cows. But biologists love them because where there are prairie dogs, there are also all the other animals that need them for food or shelter. Hawks, foxes, badgers, owls, and maybe most importantly, the black-footed ferret, one of America's most endangered mammals.
It's been said that prairie dogs are the most important animal on the plains, and I agree with that.
At the center of all this controversy is Larry Haberfield. He's a bearded guy in bib overalls, a born and bred Kansas rancher. 4 years ago, he stood up at a county meeting and said that he liked prairie dogs and he wasn't going to kill them anymore. Since then, his neighbors have been organizing against him. Keith Edwards is one of them.
We've had numerous county meetings. We've had a petition. We've filed the legal complaints that you go through the county, and we've done that several times.
This is when the problem became not just a problem, but a war. It had always been a war against the prairie dogs. Second, third generation ranchers will tell you so. But now these ranchers are fighting against one of their own, Haberfield. It's gotten ugly. Some might even say petty. Again, Larry Haberfield.
Well, they've threatened to come in on us, and they have come in on us. We haven't paid all the bills that they've run up on us either.
When he says come in on us, he means come in onto his property. Exterminators hired by the county to poison the prairie dogs the 1 or 2 days a year when he's not home, when he and his wife are in court in Topeka battling lawsuits. And then not only the poisoning, but the bill for the poisoning for thousands of dollars. This might sound like illegal trespassing, but in Kansas, there's nothing illegal about it. An old law from 1901 says that the government can poison varmints on your land and then bill you if you don't kill them yourself. It's not only prairie dogs that are getting poisoned, though. The endangered ferrets, which eat prairie dogs to survive, are also at risk. And since they're endangered, they can't be legally poisoned. For this reason, Haberfield sees the state law as being at odds with the federal Endangered Species Act.
You know, that's quite a conflict. We think the Endangered Species Act will rule.
Biologists that work closely with Haberfield see the conflict in terms of land rights. Ron Klataski is with the Audubon of Kansas.
Basically, the conflict in western Kansas is, are landowners allowed to have native wildlife on their land?
Ranchers like Keith Edwards and his son Cameron also see the conflict in terms of land rights, although in a very different way.
Our question is, what will we be able to do with our land when the black-footed ferrets become established? And we poison prairie dogs, but it accidentally gets a ferret. Then does that leave us open for a lawsuit? It scares us to death.
Edwards is afraid that this is only the beginning, that if he can't poison what he wants to in his own land, will he be able to grow what he wants or really have any freedoms as a farmer at all? Haberfield says he plans to stick to his principles and keep protecting the prairie dogs and the ferrets, no matter what it costs him. For the Environment Report, I'm Devin Brown.